We're here at Kirkland Ave and State Street, where a new stoplight has just been put up. A symbol of new and exciting things going on here in Kirkland. We've got all the information for you coming up in this edition of Currently Kirkland. Here's what's coming up.
Organizers, directors, and movie viewers descend on Kirkland as the Seattle International Film Festival comes to the east side. Check out some great pieces of art on the Kirkland Artist Studio Tour. Get to know our new fire and building director, Jeff Nelder. We'll also share with you some handy tips on how to avoid getting sick.
These stories and much more on this edition of Currently Kirkland.
Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With John Barnett at the news desk and Tanya Wu on featured stories. Now, here's John.
Hi, I'm John Barnett, and welcome to Currently Kirkland. The Seattle International Film Festival, known as SIFF, is one of the top film festivals in the world. In its 35th year, screenings were held in Kirkland for the first time. Kirkland is gaining attention in the worldwide arts community as film enthusiasts flock to the Kirkland Performance Center and to Oneida Beach to watch award-winning movies.
Learn about diverse cultures, hear original stories, and watch history come alive. All this bringing together our global community. And you don't even have to leave your seat here in Kirkland. SIFF is on the east side.
It's just like an inexpensive vacation around the world.
Natalie bought the 20-movie package.
So anyway, it's just a way of seeing all these movies that you don't usually get to see.
With 400 films from 62 different countries to choose from, she's among the 150,000 festival goers who travel from all over the U.S. to attend.
People want to see the world, and they may not have the money to go traveling, and so film is a really wonderful way to see, you know, the steppes of Kazakhstan and the sheep herders or the Junior Eurovision contest.
An edgy, independent movie filmed in the Northwest called Zombies of Mass Destruction made its second debut at the Kirkland Performance Center.
I'm the one in there with the red hair.
So I'm the one with the long beard.
And he's got the long beard.
Yeah.
Many of the actors got to watch it for the first time.
SIFF reaches out and gives us first-timers a chance, and we're able to show our work in the big theaters like the Kirkland Performance Center. And that's unbelievable for a filmmaker. It's very encouraging, and it's the most educational experience you can have. And so anyone who likes films should support their local film festivals. Everyone in Kirkland and Seattle should definitely support SIFF. I've been going there for years as an audience member, and all of a sudden here they are showing my film, and it's just, it's a little dream come true. So, you know, you got to support your local film festival.
I had lights, and I had written it as one long shot. I wanted to do like a whole
trilogy. Zombies of Mass Destruction was voted third place in the Golden Space Needle Award for Best Film. Some films were up for awards, while others are already award winners. French comedy OSS 117 won a Golden Space Needle Award for Best Film in 2006 and played to a crowd of 200 at Oneida Beach.
Really excited. I mean, everybody's kind of geared up for this. There's a lot of people just having a good time and just sort of treat it like a block party.
People brought their blankets, their pets, and their dinners to watch a movie under the stars. Lori has lived in Kirkland her whole life and has been a SIFF volunteer for 20 years.
First time they had, I think, an outdoor screening like this, and it's the first time at Kirkland. And I really appreciate that they're having screenings at the Kirkland Performance Center this year, and I'm hoping that that will continue because that way a lot of more Eastsiders can take the opportunity to see some movies.
Partnership that will bring moviegoers to Kirkland and expand everyone's worldview.
It's for everybody. You always find something new and something you never thought of before. The movies are fabulous. And it's great that they're on the east side now. It's great.
But seeing the show, it was worth it. I was glad we came.
Very good. We enjoyed it very much. I'd highly recommend it.
great movies, and they're not the typical thing that you see in the theater.
Yeah,
so.
I was going to say that.
I think everyone should support, you know, small independent films, and especially when you get an opportunity to hang out with other locals that like blood, guts, and there's nothing better.
Yes.
If you missed it, don't worry. Next year, SIFF organizers hope to bring the festival back to Kirkland.
Be back for more days, so instead of just the 1 week in Kirkland, I believe that we're back for 15 to 18 days next year. So we'll be here as a larger presence.
For more information on SIFF, please go to the website below. After a national search for a new director for the Fire and Building Department, the city found the right person in Salt Lake City, Utah. We welcome the new fire chief, Kevin Alder. We find out how a lifetime passion has led him to where he is now.
I either wanted to be a pilot or I wanted to be a firefighter. It was just a lifelong dream of mine, and I just ended up going the fire department direction.
It almost didn't happen.
And I called up to find out what the status was, and they said, well, we've been trying to get a hold of you. And we must have a wrong address or something, and you're one of the candidates that needs to proceed to the physical part of it for the hiring process. And I'm like, yes. And so actually I may not have been a firefighter if I hadn't made that phone call. So yeah, it was a good thing that I did, and it was meant to be.
Chief Nelder remembers his first call as a firefighter.
2 days of being on the job, I had a house fire that had a victim on a mattress, and so I got to rescue an individual from a bedroom, and had that happen very often after that. So, yeah, I just knew that I was doing the right thing every step of the way.
A 25-year-long career with the Salt Lake City Fire Department.
In sports all my life, and the fire department was a really good fit with that team environment.
He worked his way up to deputy chief and has worked with some famous people, including former President Bush, during the Salt Lake City Olympics.
The fire department has to make sure that everything around the president is taken care of. So it was a good learning experience on working with a federal agency like the Secret Service, and to be close to the president was an honor.
Chief Nelder has also advised John Travolta in the movie Ladder 49.
He wanted to talk to some real firefighters before making this movie, and so he called us up and we gave him some insight into the life of a firefighter.
The chief will also be finishing the Executive Fire Officer program at the National Fire Academy and spending time with his children, who very much want to be just like their dad.
He wears his turnout gear and his uniform and his fire department t-shirts. You can't get him off of him. Yeah, he's really an inspired to be a firefighter, knows everything about the fire department probably as much as I do. So, yeah, he's very motivated.
For more information about the Kirkland Fire Department, please go to the website below. It's that time of year when the mosquitoes come out. These little bugs can transmit a variety of diseases, including West Nile virus. There are only a few people infected by West Nile each year, but this virus can cause serious illness. The best way to avoid getting sick is to protect yourself. Here are some tips. Avoid mosquito bites. Make sure windows and doors are bug tight. Stay indoors at dawn and dusk if possible when mosquitoes are most active. Wear a long sleeve shirt, long pants, and a hat when you go into mosquito infested areas such as wetlands or woods. Use mosquito repellent when necessary. We also have to be on the mosquito defensive. Here are some tips to make sure you're not giving these pesky bugs a home. Empty anything that holds standing water, like old tires, buckets, plastic covers, flower pots, and toys. Change the water in your bird baths, fountains, wading pools, and animal troughs at least twice a week. Recycle unused containers that can collect water, such as bottles, cans, and buckets. Make sure roof gutters drain properly and clean clogged gutters in the spring and fall. Fix leaky outdoor faucets and sprinklers.
There. Perfect. Thank you.
The swine flu is not fading away just yet. There have been several cases reported in King County. Nearly 70% of those infections are among school-age kids 5 to 18 years old. So far, the illness is no more severe than the typical flu, but officials want you to stay healthy and prevent the flu spread. If you are sick, stay home from work or school, cover your nose and mouth when you cough or sneeze, wash your hands often, avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth, and avoid close contact with sick people. If you would like more information, go to the website below. Kirkland Parks and Community Services wants to make sure that you stay safe when playing at the beach. So please check to make sure that the beach you want to swim in is safe. There have been a few beach closures lately due to high bacteria levels. So check the City of Kirkland website or call the swim area hotline before heading out. These beaches are tested for safety, and if there are signs cautioning swimmers, please follow them. Website and hotline information is below. Kirkland City Manager David Ramsey announces his plan to retire next March. A UW grad majoring in history, he obtained his master's in public administration at USC. He also served as a Peace Corps volunteer in Sierra Leone and West Africa for 3 years. Ramsey worked for the City of Glendale, California for 20 years, the last 9 as a city manager, before coming to Kirkland as our city manager for 12 years. Ramsey spent 36 years working in government, but now he plans to make the switch to working with nonprofit agencies. We will be talking with him early next year to see his plans for the future and reflect on his time with us. Nonprofit agencies Eastside Human Services Forum and the Kirkland Conversations have teamed up to launch an online research guide called Eastside Helps. This website is for those who need help and those interested in offering help. Whether you need help with housing, employment, or health services, this website will connect you with agencies who can help you. If you are someone who can donate time or money, this website can also recommend organizations you can join. If you need help or can help out, please go to the website below. Kirkland's strategic plan for the arts will be presented at the City Council meeting September 15th. This document will serve as a long-range plan to address current arts and heritage issues and set the art policies for not only studio art, but performance art as well. The updated draft will not be available until the beginning of September. If you have any questions, suggestions, or want to see the plan for yourself, please call the number below. Hundreds came out to the 6th annual Kirkland Artist Studio Tour on Mother's Day weekend. Jewelry, glass art, paintings, photography, garden art, and furniture were among the many pieces of art on display by 24 different studios, representing 60 artists. Photographer Mike Connor shows us around.
Yes, the artists are spectacular.
All right.
It's in the glaze.
More people should take advantage of it because these are our neighbors and they're great artists.
My favorite is these little oval plates over here. Just because they're cute.
Thank you.
great to meet you. We've just seen a couple of places, but I mean, it seems nice. But we just actually moved to Kirkland, or this area, and so it seems like one of many really nice events that are going on right now. So.
This is the taking on a life of its own now. People come back every year.
To get more information on the studio tour, please go to the website below. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the City of Kirkland homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. I'm John Barnett. Thanks for joining us.
Wow, that was a lot of information, John. If you think we missed anything, have a comment or a story idea for us, we'd love to hear from you. Please email us at kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. It's also on the bottom of your screen.
Watch the pros race, or maybe race yourself. The Kirkland Criterium and Expo will showcase the best bicyclists who will race on the closed circuit track around downtown streets. Racers typically complete a lap per minute, traveling at speeds exceeding 30 miles per hour. There are female, male, and kid races, while an expo will be held at Marina Park. The King County Executive Breakfast Forum will feature King County Executive candidates Dow Constantine, Ross Hunter, Susan Hutchison, Fred Jarrett, and Larry Phillips. Jim Hutchinson from Puget Sound Energy will moderate the forum. Meet the candidates and learn about the issues that will affect you in the upcoming election. 10 teams from around the world converge in Kirkland's Everest Park for the Junior League Softball World Series. Girls ages 13 to 14 will compete for the title, playing world-class softball in a world-class environment. Games are played throughout the week, with the Saturday championship game broadcast by ESPN Sports TV. Set out your chair or blanket and enjoy a late-night movie on a huge screen overlooking Lake Washington. Family favorites like Iron Man, Kung Fu Panda, and Twilight are on the schedule of movies that will be played. So bring the entire family and relive the days of the drive-in theater.
More information and links to today's topics are available on our webpage. We'd also like to hear your comments on any of these featured stories.